Hunter Mobile.
Zero TR, this is KR4AAE. How you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Oh, pretty good, Steven. How about you? I'm just headed down to do my riding that stupid bicycle at cardiac rehab.
Pretty good. I'm cruising back from Pickens, well, the Pickens area. Yeah, riding that bicycle in the cardiac rehab. Yeah, I sometimes get tired of riding my bicycle, so I'm taking the week off.
Well, I don't have anything against it, but it don't go anywhere. I'm telling you. Excuse me. I got some buddies that, and my nephews, they ride them bicycles in competitions, I guess you would call it. And some of them bikes are over $10,000.
Correct. I am definitely familiar with those bicycles and those competitions. Yeah. I don't miss crashing because I don't bounce back as easily as I used to.
This is the manager of the store in Taylor's, and he goes all over heck riding those bikes. And last year he come around the corner up in, I think it was Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, and at any rate, the wind blew him off the road. And he's now got 20 screws in his collarbone.
Yeah, that wind will do stuff to you. If you combine that with rain and the slick roads and the white paint on the roads, you have got a recipe for a nasty disaster. Especially when it involves a human hitting the pavement at, I don't know, 40 or 50 miles an hour, depending where you're at.
Well, and the yellow lines, my daughter and I were coming around the corner up in Arkansas in Ouachita National Forest. And yeah, I'll grant you we was going a little bit faster than the posted speed limit, but that's very easy to do on a motorcycle. I wasn't running all that fast, probably around 50. And we come around a real sharp curve, and which would have been easy, and it looked like somebody just dumped a quart of oil out on that center line, and some of it had got over past the center line, and that was the first time I can ever say that I fell down on a motorcycle and didn't have it coming and didn't realize it was coming until I actually hit the ground, and it scared the blue blazes out of me, so... When we got home, I sold the motorcycle, but I'll never forget that as long as I live. That white paint and that yellow paint can be slick.
Yeah. I did a crosswalk, and I said, "Oh boy, this could end up bad." And I don't know how I kept the bicycle straight up and vertical, but I was thanking my lucky stars that I kept it vertical and didn't crash going 40 miles an hour.
Nephew up in Boston is flying down to Springfield, Missouri to meet my other nephew, and they're going to ride a competition. He flies 787. He's a captain for American. And he has one of them fancy bikes and spandex suits and all of that stuff. And his wife has had a heart transplant last year, and she's riding this one with him. And it's, I think he's riding a 100-mile one. And then him and his wife. No, I think it's a 50, but one of them's riding a 100-mile one. And oh, my gracious, that's ridiculous. But Steve, he goes out and he just typically rides 50 miles when he goes out for a ride, and he does it quite regular.
I can definitely relate to that. And good thing they're doing that ride now instead of in the middle of the winter time. I remember doing a bike race out there called the Polar Bear Open, and goodness gracious, it was cold and windy. And I think by the time we got done, we were frozen to our bicycles. We couldn't move. And the only thing you could see was the eyes of the person next to you because we were all bundled up, and they had to have warming tents so we could get off the bike because we were frozen. That's the last time I will ever do that ride ever again.
Where was that at, Steven?
It was out in, oh, it's been a long time, probably Kansas, way back when, in my younger years.
It is a terrible place. I lived there 62 and a half years, and then my wife and kids.
That's a different type of cold out there. You know, I thought I could survive any cold, but that cold, I don't know about that.
You have to go out on the roof in the wintertime and crawl across the ice and work on 480 volts three-phase on a 13 million BTU stress oven. And then I had two 275,000 BTU heaters for the paint room. And I had to go out and service them also in rain or shine. No fun at all.
Yeah, after that ride in Kansas, I said, never again. That cold just pierced you all the way to your bones. There's no way to even get warm when it was that cold outside. So I'll take the winters here. They're relatively mild.
Oh, probably 6, 7, 8 years old, my dad decided to go to Wichita and visit our kinfolk. And it's 165 miles from Pittsburgh, Kansas to Wichita, Kansas. And we got to Augusta finally, which was 15 miles from Wichita, as I remember. And it took us 6 hours to go that 15 miles. The snow plows were even getting stuck, Steven.
Well, that is some sort of winter there. Man, if we had that here, we'd be done.
I'll never forget, my older brother was 6 years older than me. He shoved me down into a snowdrift, and I just about disappeared in that snowdrift. Yeah, they had snow fences out there. I used to ride my motorcycle across there when I worked at Learjet. And they had snow fences, which were just little wooden picket fences along the highways out in the Flint Hills there by Augusta and Fredonia, just to keep the snow from piling up on the roads too much, which they didn't work, but they put them up.
I always wondered what those fences were. When I drove out west, I saw a bunch of those little fences, and I'm like, that's a weird place for a fence. But now that you describe it like that, it makes sense. Help with snow drifts. Man, I learn something new every day. I like it.
Yeah, those winters were pretty treacherous back then. I shoveled a lot of snow, and I threw that shovel in the ditch and said, I don't want no more of it. And I left Toto and Dorothy back there, too, when we moved down here. Now I got a Jeep that's trying to run over me, but I think he better slow down or he will. Well, Steven, nice talking to you. I got to beat feet and get in there and do my duty. And I got to park in this parking lot, which, you know, parking lots are about the most dangerous place in the world. And the pleasure's all mine. I'll talk to you later. This is N0TRClear.
Hey, Tom. Enjoy the cardiac rehab. I know it probably stinks, but it's rehab and PT are probably the best things we can do after things like that. This is KR4AAE, clear.